After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey, AfterBuzzers, we are so excited. We have a special guest, Megan Fahey, in the studio from the amazing Freeform new show, The Bold Types. So stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
This is the perfect song Megan chose.
Yes,
it.
Yes.
Megan, yes. Hi. Thank you so much for joining us. We are so excited.
I'm so excited.
Oh my gosh. Well, we have so much to get into today, yes. So let's get into it. And before we do, we just want you to be able to find us on all social media platforms. You can find me personally on Twitter at Allie Nastin, on Instagram at Allie Girl. And Carla, where can they find you?
Hi, guys. You can find me on Twitter at Carla with a K, Beltran R. And you can find me on Instagram at Carla with a K, B-E, Travels.
And Megan, where can they find you?
On Instagram and Twitter, Megan Fahey. Try spelling it. And on Twitter, it's Megan Fagan.
Amazing. And Becca, where can they find you?
Y'all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Becca B Talks TV.
Amazing. And don't forget to follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. Comment, tweet us, and make sure right now you can join us in live chat and ask questions,
yes.
Or hashtag ABTV Ask Sutton. Well, we have so many questions, and first of all, we just want to say this show is amazing. We are super, super, super fans, if that's
We're obsessed.
Thank you. I am also a fan. Am I allowed to be?
Of course you can.
Of course.
I mean, how has it felt, the feedback that you guys have been getting so far? What's it like to be around that on set?
It's been amazing. I mean, we just wrapped, so... Mm-hmm. But we were still shooting when the first couple of episodes aired, so we were all together kind of... live tweeting and, like, experiencing it with everybody in real time, which was really amazing. We did some, like, Instagram live stuff, some Facebook live stuff, and we got to really connect with people and hear what their thoughts were, and it was awesome. People have been so, so kind and seem to be really excited about the show and what we're talking about on it, so... It's been great.
Yeah. I mean, we've all been talking about how it's been so relatable to everybody in, like, women in the workplace and just kind of struggles that you're going through.
Yeah.
I feel as if I can relate with Sutton's character so much with, like, being an assistant, trying to break out of that kind of rut that she feels like she's in. With that, we actually have had a lot of questions of how you could relate to that character. Do you and Sutton have any similarities?
Absolutely. I think... Sutton's super sensitive, and so am I. I think, like, I'm not in the fashion world and never have been, but I connect to her in terms of, like, being an actor. You know, like, you do spend a lot of time, like, working really hard for not that much,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what Sutton's experiencing. Like, she even sort of... She takes a risk and gets the job that she wants in the department that she wants,
yeah.
But it's actually less money than she's making. But she's like, mm-hmm. It's worth it because it's what I am passionate about.
Yeah.
So I definitely understand that aspect of sort of pursuing the thing that means the most to you.
Right.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what all the girls are, like, doing right now. We've talked about, we all took the quiz online.
Oh, yes.
The character quiz?
Yeah. Yes.
What did you get?
I got Kat, but I'm like, awesome. I feel like I can relate to to all the girls,
right,
in
yeah.
different ways.
Totally.
Yeah, I got Kat, too.
I got Jane.
Yeah.
I'm the only one that got Jane.
Yeah. And our other host, Leslie, that couldn't make it today, she got Kat, too. So we were all
yeah.
like,
yeah.
Kat!
Oh, Leslie, miss yeah. you.
But all the characters, each parts of them, we all kind of feel like it's not just one. And I thought
They're
that
so
was
reliable.
What was so great is that usually in a show, you're like, I'm that person.
Yeah.
But in this show, all three of the girls are just, you're kind of every single one of them.
And you
kind
of want to be all of them, too.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
amazing. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I want to be all of them.
Yeah, and not to mention, can we have your wardrobes because
right.
they are
yes.
awesome.
Right? It's kind of insane. I'm learning so much because I'm really not a fashionable human. That's just not, I just don't have an eye for it. So that's been really, really cool to explore. I'm kind of like, okay, I trust you. I have no idea if I look like a clown, but no. Frank Fleming is our costume designer, and he's a genius. He's amazing. And, like, what he does so well, which is so important, I think, is obviously fashion is a huge part of the show, but what's most important for him is that we feel comfortable and confident and good in what we're wearing, and it's really a collaboration. Through and through. So we're so grateful for him and the work that he's done on the show, because it's amazing.
Yeah.
I think it's fantastic because I think through your guys' wardrobe, we're able to see your guys' personality. Totally. It's so awesome. I'm like, yes.
Absolutely.
I wear all of those outfits.
Yeah, I think, like, what you wear is an expression of how you're feeling and what you want to communicate to people about who you are, you know? Yeah. So it's definitely hugely important. Yeah.
Whether you're thinking about it or not, to be honest.
Exactly. Yeah, just like in a couple episodes ago where they were talking about how she was the political, I forget what she was, what the woman, I don't know, what she did the article on her.
Yeah.
Oh, and that she was kind of releasing some of her emotions through what she was wearing. And I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah.
So, it was cool. Also, guys, I'm so sorry.
Taylor,
I always do this. Fine, Taylor's on the couch. She's in the chat. She's reading.
Taylor.
She's commenting back. Taylor, where can they find you on social media?
You guys can find me on Twitter at @alphabet_Anne and on Instagram at @taylor_gates_. And talk to me on YouTube. Talk to me in the chat.
Yes.
Can I just circle back to it's Alphaba?
Yes.
Talk to me about that.
I love me some Wiccan, so.
Same girl.
Yes.
Which, speaking of Wiccan, we hear that you sing and you're very musically inclined. I did see a question earlier where it was someone actually in the chat, Sweeted Frog, said, since all the girls have musical backgrounds, would they be down for a musical episode? Is that something that the show would consider doing?
Cool. Yeah, we've talked about it a lot.
Oh my gosh.
I'm hoping that we talk about it so much that they're like, oh, now we have to do it.
Yes.
No, I think it would be so fun.
That's amazing.
Yeah, Katie and Aisha are amazing and super talented. They play multiple instruments. Aisha, like, plays the drums.
Oh, wow.
And the ukulele and the guitar and the piano. It's insane.
Oh, that's crazy.
And Katie is so talented. Like, she writes songs and, like, oh, we'll be hanging out, and she'll be like, I wrote something last night at, like, 2 a.m., do you want me to play it for you? And I'm like, in like, 15 minutes is, like, how long it takes her to write a song. I'm like, I wish I could do that.
What? That's amazing.
Yeah. But I do love to sing. I started my career I was in a Broadway musical.
Oh, wow.
Which one?
It's called Next to Normal.
Okay. Oh, yes. We were talking about that before.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, that's what she's going to say.
It was one of my favorite jobs of all time.
Oh my gosh. Next to Normal.
That's amazing. We were like, maybe we can get her to sing on the show a little bit.
Yeah. No, but then they were like, so what? We write a scene where everybody goes to karaoke and, like, turns out you guys are all awesome singers? Like, no.
But they didn't do it. I mean, I feel like almost every show has one of those goofy episodes, whether it be them do a talent show or something of some sort, where maybe it's just a standalone, you have to have a musical episode to be musically people.
I know.
I feel like it would just make sense.
Or just, like, randomly incorporate your musical talents into, like, different episodes throughout the season.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, you know, I've been writing, and then I wanted to write a song, and then Katie could incorporate that into Jane's character.
And then you guys could all sing the song together.
I love this. We'll have to give you guys some credit.
Bold typewriters, if you're listening, you know,
tweet them.
Yes. No, they're awesome on Twitter.
They are.
Yeah, they are.
I'm, like, always tweeting stuff about the show because I'm obsessed and I love Twitter, and they're always on top of it.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. They respond to everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm impressed.
Well, we talked about the relationship between the three girls a little bit, and you guys have this inseparable bond of what it comes off on television. It's super fluid, and I just wanted to know, is it like that offset too? Do you guys have a great bond and being friends, and what's that kind of like?
Absolutely. It's just the truth. And I think that that's what people respond to on the show. Like, it really is an authentic connection that we have. I don't think you can fake that kind of chemistry.
No.
So we got really lucky. But we talk about it all the time. It's like we've only known each other for a little over a year at this point, and it feels like it's been
forever.
I know that people say that, and it's so cliche, but it's actually really true.
I completely understand that. Especially, there's some friends that they come into your life and you're almost like, how did you get here and how did I not have you a couple months ago?
Yeah. It's crazy. You know? We're also really honest with each other, which I think makes a huge difference because being on set's really hard. We spend like hours and hours and hours like every single day and it can be a tough environment, but we call each other out all the time, and we apologize to each other, and, like, it's the way that we communicate, I think, is, like, really the key.
Definitely.
To keeping things, like, happy and...
Yeah,
a, right. good, a good work yeah. environment.
Yeah.
We love your guys' friendship. I was talking yeah. about how you we love the reaction you guys had when you got the job last week. And they were like, oh my gosh, elevator. So like, that's so cute. Yeah.
It's so adorable. Did you know anyone in the cast before starting the show?
I did not.
Oh.
No. I didn't. And also, we had another question, too, with going about knowing things before. Did yeah. you also audition for any other roles, or was it just Sutton's yeah. character that you auditioned for?
It was just Sutton.
Okay.
Yeah. I made a self-tape in New York, which every time I do that, I'm like, ugh, this is, like, never going to go anywhere. Because, I don't know, it just feels like that.
Yeah. But,
it went somewhere.
Yeah. yeah. Clearly you're here, so that's amazing. So did you read the script and it kind of just moved you, and that's what kind of brought you to it? Or you were just kind of like, this seems fun. What was your thought process behind picking this out?
What I loved about the script when I read it, actually, was the storyline in the pilot between Sutton and Richard. Mm-hmm. Which I think...
which leads to my question.
yeah, I loved it. I thought, like, wow, they're really playing against what could very easily fall into just, like, a cliche romance of, like, an older, more powerful man and a mm-hmm. younger woman in a lesser position. And they didn't, you know, they played against that, which I was like, oh, this is interesting. This is exciting. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, like, the relationship between the three women and all of those things are so of great, course. But that's the thing that stuck out to me, really, was that relationship.
Yeah.
I knew Carla was going to say something
really
about
quick,
Richard.
Really quick, Carla, before you ask that question, I okay. think that cliche you were talking about is so true, because all of us watched the first episode, and we immediately were like, he's going to be a villain. He's yeah. going to do something wrong. And so, you know, we're about four episodes in, and every episode we're like, what is he going to do that's going to be that thing? And then he just constantly shuts us down of that yeah. belief, and it's awesome.
It's amazing.
It's refreshing to see that, okay, he really does care about her, and he wants the best for her.
Totally.
And so I love that they're breaking against that, but Carla, go ask your question.
I've been Team Richard since episode one, so
yeah, same.
I'm hoping that the question that I have is, does Sutton get engaged before the season finale?
oh my god, I love yes. that.
Yes.
Yes?
No.
Like, yes! Oh my gosh! Do we just get a spoiler? Like, what's happening?
The first episode of hopefully season two is okay. the wedding. I'm lying.
Oh my gosh.
I'm lying. But
we're all really like
my face is like.
But it's got to be a season
this
two.
Is my
official.
Favorite question.
Yeah.
yeah.
Yes. There's no wedding. Oh. Yet.
Yeah. Okay.
That we know.
That's
of.
What we hope.
Bold typewriters again. You know, if you want to put yeah. that on yeah. there, you can. Amazing, amazing. What's going on in the chat, Taylor? Anybody saying anything cool? What's happening?
Yeah, LSK wants to know if she has any funny moments from the set,
yes.
like any pranks or just like funny happenings.
Totally. There's a really good one, which I used to talk about this before the episodes aired, and nobody understood, but. The yoni egg scene where Katie
oh
gets
God.
The yoni egg stuck inside oh, yeah. of her. So the day we were filming that, our director pulled Aisha aside, like, between takes, didn't say anything to me, didn't say anything to Katie, and handed her, like, a rubber ducky and, like, a keychain and something else. And he was like, okay, during this next take, just start pulling this out. And so... that's what happened, but I didn't know, and I was like, oh my god, Aisha is losing it. And I was like, what is she doing? She's pulling out a duck right now, and so Katie and I were both still, like, staying in the scene, like, because we thought she was just being crazy person, so we were, like, not breaking, we were, like, still doing the thing, and then, and then finally Aisha was like, you guys, like, nothing, I just pulled a rubber duck between Katie's legs and nothing, but it turns out that our director was the one who was behind the...
playing
oh,
brains.
So oh my gosh, wow. That's amazing. He
that
does, yeah, he does that all the time.
That's absolutely brilliant.
It was great.
That is
it was
fun.
Really funny.
That scene got me so, like, I was like, okay. Dying out laughing. Yeah, it's intense.
It was.
Dying out laughing.
That's true friendship right there. Oh my gosh.
Seriously. No, we were all like, that is what friendship is. This defines friendship.
I know I just met you girls, but I'm just saying.
We feel the bond.
Call me.
Oh my gosh. That is amazing.
Yes. That is so good.
Yes. Taylor, do we want to pull some questions also from Twitter really quick? Just maybe one or two.
So, what is your favorite episode of season one? Has it aired
yet?
It hasn't aired yet.
Ooh. Yay.
Do you know the number off the top of your head?
I love 6.
Ooh, okay, cool. So we're like
two away. I love 6, and I love 8.
6 and 8.
We shot 2 episodes at once for the whole season, so like... Like in my brain, it's really hard to separate which episode is which episode, but yeah. There's some really good stuff coming up that I'm so excited about.
Oh my gosh, we can't even wait. After every episode, we're like, this is over! We want more!
Yeah, and we all like, get emotional. In the conversation as much as we can over time.
Yeah. So. It's like, the show is so good, and I feel so emotional after every episode. Like, is it late? Like, I don't know why I'm doing this. Like, it just really resonates with me. It's so amazing.
We've been watching it together, and we're all there like, oh my gosh. And then we come here, and we run out of time to talk about things, because we have, like, this huge list of everything we want to talk about, and then we run out of time. It's like, oh, the show's over.
Freaking out about what happens in every episode.
Yeah. Well, you guys are going to be thrilled with the rest of the season because it's so good.
I'm so excited.
And then Kimberly Sylvester wants to know what the best advice Joanna Coles has given to the cast. Has she talked to you guys at all?
The best advice Joanna Coles has ever given me, and you can quote her on this, don't be an asshole.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
That's great advice.
It's great advice.
We love that advice.
Just don't be an asshole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like
can
that's...
I say,
That is. I mean, that's something she said. Then you gotta say it. Yeah. And we're on the internet. It's fine.
Okay. Yeah. No. It's yeah. Anything great.
That makes sense, because I mean, in this and working and everything in your life, if you're just nice and you just treat everybody with the respect that you want to be given, then you should be fine.
Exactly.
But I there's so many people that I think forget that, and they just kind of get in their head, and it's not pleasant.
Yeah, I think that's another thing, like, the show shows, through especially Jane, is, like, she overthinks things sometimes, and I'm like, that's so me. Like, that's why I can, even though I got Kat on that thing, and I can relate to Kat because I love social media, stuff like that, I'm like, I can kind of relate to the overthinking.
Yeah, right. Well, it's like what you said before, being able to relate to all three of the girls, it's, we're not... creating characters that are like, you're this or you're this. It's like, you're everybody. We're all different versions of ourselves every day, you know? Yeah. So I think the show reflects that in a really honest way, which I think is great.
Definitely. And it is so great that they also, too, don't... It's not all negative, you know?
Yeah.
Whenever Jane's doubting herself and overthinking things, we have, like, Jacqueline come in and remind her that things are going to be okay.
Yes.
And I think sometimes, too, that's why the show is fun, because it gives you that kind of... that hope for your future, almost, because you're dealing with things in your head, and you always constantly think the worst thing. I mean, I know I personally am always, like, thinking, you have to think positive, and you have to think, be confident in yourself, and that's kind of what Jacqueline is there to push Jane and all of the other girls to do, I feel.
Absolutely.
So.
We love Jacqueline. We think she could be, like, the best boss ever, and we think that she should be, like, everybody's boss.
I guess.
Because just the way that she empowers you guys in the show is just... It's very inspiring as, like, as somebody who's trying to get in the same, like, workplace. And then people realize, like, oh, not everybody's super mean, because a lot of people think, like, oh, this industry is, like, rude. And then you see it, and it's like, oh, my gosh, they're all empowering each other. And it's really nice to see on screen.
Absolutely. Well, in every episode, I feel like she kind of, like, gives a summary of, like, the message of that episode. Mm-hmm. There's a message behind every episode, whether it's, like, one or two or three.
Right.
And I don't know. Yeah. The show is deep.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
There's a lot going on.
It makes me... I feel like last episode, and the first episode for sure, I teared up at the end when she was making that speech. I'm like,
Oh, yeah.
The Scarlet. Yes.
She was like, we're your big sister, and it's true.
Yes.
You always need that person that's going to give you that last bit of advice to make you feel like you can do this. You got this.
And this Power show is like a big sister, I think.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Because, honestly, when you watch it, I feel like all of the stories, like we've said, are very relatable. And I feel like all the people who watch Reform are very interested into stories like this because they're within that age range where, like, they're in the same situation, and it's really helpful to see how somebody handles it and that there are consequences, but at the same time, like, it all takes time and, like, you're okay and you're
totally
on your way.
I think what we love about the show is that it is so positive and it does display, like, really amazing female friendships and relationships. And I think a lot of times in the content that we see, it's not that. It's easy to sit and watch something like that and think, oh, that's how I can succeed by doing that. But what our show is trying to do is, like, you don't have to do that. Actually, it's, you know, you can be supportive of A, yourself, and B, other people, and, like, everybody wins. It doesn't have to be any other way.
Yeah, and that's what we were talking about in our last show, that it was so fantastic to see how you guys all support each other in the good and in the bad, because, and that you're happy for each other, because when you got the job, it was, like, everybody was super excited for you, and sometimes, like, in real life, you kind of lose friends when you actually make it to what you want to do instead of them being there for you. So it was really nice to kind of see that, because it's in a way, like, you guys are being role models to people, like, hey, like, be happy for your friends and be excited for what they're accomplishing. So it's really nice to, like, have that be shown and, like, you guys play that role together because it's really inspiring.
There's room for everybody to do what they want to do. There just is. Yeah. Dream. You know what I mean? Like,
I know. Dreams can never be too big, honestly. Yeah. And you have to just continue to chase after them. And that's, I think this show just kind of represents, is that you can, that last episode, just fighting for what you wanted was what really resonated with me. And it's awesome.
One of my personal favorite quotes is that if your dreams are not big enough, if your dreams don't scare you, they're not big enough. And it's like, you have to be bold and you have to dream big. And this is, like, I feel bold. Like this show shows you that. I mean, it's bold.
I was like, yes. I don't know if you meant to.
We're all about bold girls. Yeah. So,
that happened.
Well, switching gears just a little bit, I want to talk about on set and what's it like filming in New York. Do you guys have a lot of on the street kind of filming, or how does that go?
So we shot in Montreal.
Right.
But we came to New York at the end of sort of the run to do some exterior stuff, because Montreal actually doubles for New York really well, which I was shocked by. I'm a New Yorker, so it was like, there's this subway scene in the pilot, and I was like, this is not New York. This is New York. And, like, no one else cared. They were like, what? Yeah. Like, but because I live there, I was like, this isn't going to cut it. But Montreal really does double well. And then, of course, we came here. We're in L.A. right now. We came to New York to do some outside stuff. We shot in Central Park and, like, the Flatiron Building and stuff that you just can't
remake.
So I think that's going to be awesome to have those little bits and pieces. But Montreal's incredible.
Right.
Honestly, I had the best time. Have you ever been?
Never. I've only flown there. That's where I fly Air Canada. So it's always, like,
It's like French as hell.
It's pretty.
And the food is dope, and you kind of feel like you're in Europe.
The food matters.
Yes, I am. Count me in. I am there.
Yes.
I am there.
I was going to say a lot of, I guess two of the Freeform shows right now are filming in Canada, which is interesting to me, because Shadowhunters, too.
Yeah. Oh, Toronto,
I think Riverdale is in, like, it's so filmed. So many things, and one of my other shows that I'm doing, everything's being filmed in Canada right now.
Yeah.
And they do, like, little scenes.
Interesting.
Yeah, they do little scenes, like you were mentioning, like, on the streets, things that you can't replicate. They come to, like, LA to film, like, actual streets and everything. Yeah. Amazing. We have a couple more questions in the chat, and we want to get into just what's Megan like, you know? What are your hobbies? We have someone in the chat saying, Sweeted Frog, saying, what would Megan include in her mood board?
Oh.
So,
that's a great question.
Yes.
You know, they were supposed to use, like, my actual photos and stuff. My mom put together this adorable package of, like, pictures of me from when I was a kid and stuff.
Oh,
like, wearing little floppy hats and, like, jumpers. But it didn't get to Canada in time.
Aww.
So they had to make the mood board without the photos.
Future episode.
Yeah. I know. What would be on my mood board? Well, my niece. I just became an aunt.
Oh my gosh, is that not the best thing in the world?
It's really exciting. I've only met her once, but I see videos of her and I weep. I can't handle it.
I understand. I became an aunt last year, and I never I held my niece for the first time and was like, I will never let anything hurt you.
I literally wish that I had my phone on me because I would show you the photo. It is so embarrassing. I'm holding her and I'm like...
Oh my god!
It's a great photo. Like, kids can do no wrong.
So, yeah. Yes. So she would probably be like right in the center.
Amazing.
Well, congratulations!
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
That's awesome. I was gonna say the Bold Tip, I feel like, is the first kind of really free-for-me show on the network, like. It's breaking boundaries, doing what I feel like Freeform is, like, the brand is, which
trying
is
to
awesome. So,
yeah, I guess because they have been, like, slowly but surely, like, switching and transitioning things over to make it
it's like
their
the
voice.
Like, geared toward the older audience, young adult audience, and I love it.
Yeah.
I love it, too. I mean, Freeform has been amazing. They're so cool. We're doing some stuff. You've seen the first couple of episodes.
Yeah.
I mean, we're, like, talking about orgasms and all the great stuff. And they've been amazing. They're like, let's do it. So I think that's awesome. They want to kind of, like, go to a new place. And our show is a part of that transition.
Definitely.
And I feel really excited about that. It's so cool. Yeah.
It is really cool. How does it cool to kind of be in the same realm as Cosmo? Like, did you read it read it growing up, like Cosmo?
Yeah, I really did. I really did. I remember being on, when we would go on field trips, and we would take, like, the fancy buses, because we'd go to Boston or whatever. I grew up in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. We'd go to, like, the aquarium or something. And my friends and I would buy Cosmo, like, secretly, because we were so young, like, too young to be reading it, maybe. And we would, like, cut out the stuff that we loved, and, like, we would, like, paste it into this little book, and we called it, like, our little Cosmo Bible. Yeah. I know.
That's so
great. True story.
That's
love that.
And now you're here.
And now you're basically...
And now I read it even more, because I'm, like, I have a more of an understanding about how that actually comes together and just how much work it takes.
Right. Yeah.
And so every page, I'm like, wow, that must have taken... You know, instead of just, like, mindlessly flipping through now, it means so much more to me, but...
And now they're posting, like, pictures of the cast on Instagram and stuff like
that. Yeah, they did. We were in one of the issues, which was so crazy to, like, walk into a CVS and just, like, see
you
there.
Like,
that's my face. But it was, like, I was, like, that's not real.
It is.
It's real.
You're like, I'm cutting this for the Bible.
Yeah,
sure.
I was like,
I'm just going to...
Oh my gosh, that's so exciting. I'm so happy for all you guys and what this show represents and everything. But like I was saying, what's your hobbies? What are you doing in your free time, if you have any free time? Or are you guys finished shooting for this season, correct?
Yes, we finished. I don't even remember what I used to do with my free time before this show. I really don't. I'm going on vacation, though, which I'm really excited about.
Yay!
Where are you going?
I'm going to Greece.
Oh!
Yeah.
Is this your first time?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's
so
exciting.
I might never come back, though.
No, we need season two.
We need
season two.
No,
we need to
come
back.
Season two. It's going to happen.
We'll go get you.
Yeah. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm just taking a little break and...
Yeah, and enjoy it. How many months were you guys actually shooting the show?
I got up to Canada the end of March.
Okay.
And then we finished last week, so.
Oh, wow. Okay.
However long that is.
Yeah. Wait, so when did you actually find out that you got the role on The Bold Type?
So they flew me out to test for the show from New York to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And I was here for a couple of days testing for it, like, a lot, with other people. I read with Aisha. We had a chemistry read. She read with a couple of other girls and stuff. They were, like, swapping us, mixing us. And I read with a bunch of Richards. And I knew right away that I was like, it's Sam for me.
Yeah.
But then, anyway, so, yeah, we wrapped that all up. And I got on a plane to fly back. And when I landed, I had, like, 15... messages like from my manager and my agent being like, call us.
Oh my god, they're like, great.
And that's when I knew because they only call me really if they don't call you to give you bad news. Right. They just like email you. They're like, not going further.
Yeah.
And they call you and be like, it's good news.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I was still on the plane, like taxiing to the gate, and they told me, and I was just
screaming
like,
on the plane.
No, I just started crying.
Oh.
Yeah, I did. I just
like, I'm okay.
Well, congratulations. Oh, we're so excited to have you as our son.
Yeah, seriously. We can't imagine any other person playing this role because you do it so amazingly.
Nice.
No, I can't, seriously, I don't think we can give you enough compliments because we literally
I'm going to sleep here.
Okay.
Tonight.
That sounds great. We'll just keep you here until Tuesday when we do the next episode. And then we'll
watch it and we'll just like talk about it.
That sounds great.
That would be so fun.
Sleepover.
Let's do it.
Yeah, sleepover the studio. That'd be so much fun. Well, before we wrap up, maybe we just grab one or two more questions from Twitter to make sure we're hearing them and we're listening to them.
Sure. I have a good one too.
Someone in the live chat wants to know what's it like working with Melora because they love her. I love her. I'm a huge Jacqueline fan.
Oh my god, Melora's the best. She's great. Yeah, we were all big fans of hers before we started. So when we found out that she was joining the show, we were like, yeah! obviously, because I watched her on The Office and stuff. I love that show.
Yeah.
But she's great. She really is. She loves to dance.
Oh!
She's a dancer. She loves to sing. I think she would be very on board for the musical episode.
Oh, yes. So now the musical episode has to go.
She's also extremely kind. She, like, got one day, like, on her birthday. It was her birthday, and she was like, and I hired a masseuse to give everyone else massages. It was very sweet.
She's like, for my birthday.
Yeah.
For my birthday, I'd like to give you something. It was very sweet.
That kind of person?
Yes.
So she's really like Jacqueline in real life, basically.
Yeah.
We love her even more.
I was
going to
say, what's your favorite Jacqueline quote so far?
Oh, God. You know, Sun doesn't really have a lot of stuff with Jacqueline.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
That's true.
That is pretty true. It's mostly Jane, I feel like, at this point.
Yeah. Jane and Kat, because she saved Kat a couple of times.
Yeah, she saved Kat last episode.
From Jane.
Yeah.
From the episode area?
Yes.
Thank God.
No. And now we could fast have covered it up.
Which, speaking of Kat.
Kat and Adina.
Yeah.
Kadena!
Yes.
Becca's loving their relationship.
I can't get enough. I can't get enough. They're so cute.
I know. I watched their, like, live Insta the other day. Same. And even just them, they're so sweet. And just them together
Nicole's
is so
amazing.
Fun.
Nicole's amazing. So is Aisha, obviously. But
when they kissed, I was like, oh, I'm going to cry.
I know.
Like, I went out back.
It was very sexy.
I
watched
trampoline.
It, and I was like.
There's a trampoline in the back, and Becca went out there, she was so excited that she started jumping on the trampoline.
I was like, this is new.
Wait, what? Have you ever been in the back in a while? There's a trampoline.
It's a small one, but they're hanging back there.
I love for you to show me that trampoline
Will
on
do.
The way out.
Yes. It's so great.
That is so awesome.
I have a question from Jules at BoldType on Twitter. If you could choose a theme song for Sudden, what would it be?
Ooh. You know, this is funny because we were talking about this the other day. Like, what would be our Disney, like, what song from, like, a Disney movie would be, like, our character's song?
Yeah.
But that's not answering the question that the person
asked.
No,
we want to know that.
I want to know that answer, too. I love Disney.
What would Sutton's song be?
That would be some Disney.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
What's your Disney one? Maybe we can make it a Disney one, then, if you already have that on your...
There's a song by Mr. Wives called Machine,
uh-huh.
which I think is so good for the show. I don't know if it's specific to Sutton, but I think for the three girls, it's like...
Yeah.
It's badass.
Love it.
Yeah.
Which defines them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wait, and what's your... Now I'm, like, intrigued. What's your, like, Disney song for Sutton?
I think we settled on, like, the song that Belle sings at the beginning of Beauty and the Beast when she's, like, picking up the books and she's like...
Oh, yes! You can totally see Belle!
Oh, yeah, I think that's the Sutton song.
I don't remember the words to that. Everyone is a Disney princess now.
Yeah.
And then Katie's was something from Hercules. Like, I think hers was something that Meg sings.
Hercules.
Ooh.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I feel like it's sad because whenever I think of it, I always only think of, like, the 5 Disney princess movies. And I'm like, well, those ones are it. And then I never think of, like, Hercules and the other ones.
I know.
But that's good.
Pocahontas is my favorite.
Which one? Yeah.
Pocahontas.
Oh, okay.
I still watch it.
It's honestly, on Netflix now.
I still watch I have, like, the 10-year Blu-ray anniversary remastered edition because it calms me down. Like, if I'm having anxiety...
You're like Pocahontas,
and you're like,
I love shows and movies that do that. I have that too, like the ones that you've watched so many times, and it just brings you comfort. Like before you're going to bed at night, you just throw it on. It makes you like go to sleep.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes.
So, do you like Once Upon a Time?
Yes, I watched. yes. I was obsessed with that show for the first couple of seasons, and then I kind of like.
Felt bad.
Got a little bit lost.
Right.
Yeah. But, oh my god, yes.
I know. It is so good. They had a musical episode, actually.
Did they?
Yeah,
they
were on season 6. They just ended season 6. They're doing a season 7. And right before the season finale, they did a musical episode where everybody had to sing and dance. So you guys should check it out.
I have to watch it.
It's very fun.
I haven't seen the season at all.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go
check on that. Once Upon a Time is one of those things that when you watch, it's just forget about, like, the outside world. Because it's so... It
I
leaves you on cliffhangers every single one.
Yeah. But, yeah. And you have to be paying attention.
So that's why entertainment is so important, I think. Yeah. Like, it is escapism to a certain degree.
Is,
and it's like... And especially right now, like, everybody deserves a little bit of that, I think. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Because there's so much that we're, like, all learning and trying and, like, have opinions about. And we're working so hard to, like... You know, every once in a while, it's nice to just tune out.
And totally. Mm-hmm. And I think that's another reason why, because this show is the positive vibe behind everything. Because, you know, you watch shows with so much, I mean, I'm not to say there isn't any so far, but, you know, we've seen so much positivity. And that's kind of what it makes you feel confident in yourself watching it. Instead of, you're not excited about the drama, you're excited about what's she gonna conquer this episode, what is she gonna achieve,
what are these strong female characters going to accomplish
in
and it's like, well, it's real life at the same time as escaping
it's a pretty good mix
because you get to escape from your own situation to kind of see it on screen being played by somebody else and how they kind of go about it, because I feel like the show just kind of gives you so much power. You're like, okay, like, I was going through that, but now models. I saw that you did, and it's going to help me kind of, like, plan with what I want to do. Yeah.
I love that so much. That makes me so happy. It really does.
I advise everyone who's, like, getting out there in the real world for...
To watch the
working
show.
Working life, et cetera, to watch the show.
Definitely. Yeah.
I feel like it'll give them confidence.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, Megan, we're so appreciative to have you in today.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome back whenever. Tell everybody on the cast if they're ever in LA and they want to join us. We'd be happy to have them. And just really quick, is there any other projects or anything you're working on that you want to talk about? Or
right now, I'm not focusing on anything but just, like...
Vacation.
Greece.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you have the best time. Well, thank you again. And make sure you guys are watching The Bold Type. It's on Tuesdays. You can watch our after show as well. Well, thank you so much
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course.
Alrighty. And you guys can make sure to follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. Also, you can download the podcast on iTunes. It's everywhere. And Taylor, where can they find you on social media?
Hey guys, you can find me on Twitter at @Alphaba_Ann. And on Instagram at @Taylor_Gates_.
Becca, where can they find you?
Y'all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Becca B Talks TV.
And Megan, what about you?
I'm on Instagram at Megan Fahey with an H and 2 N's. And Twitter, Megan Fagan.
Awesome. Carla.
And you guys can find me on Instagram at Carla with a K, BEE Travels. And you can find me on Twitter at Carla with a K, Beltran R. I forgot my own name.
You can find me on Twitter at Ali Nasta and on Instagram at Ali Girl. Thank you guys so much. We will see you next Tuesday for a recap of episode 5 of The Bold Type. See ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.